Lamar Van Dyke, Paula Lewis, and Tracy Lewis have a special bond. Lamar is a lesbian who gave birth to Tracy when she was 18 years old. Unprepared to have a baby, she gave Tracy up for adoption. The person who adopted her is Paula Lewis. Now grown up, Tracy sat down with her biological mom, Lamar, and her adopted mom, Paula, at the StoryCorps booth at the San Francisco Public Library to talk about their family.
I'm Lamar Van Dyke, and I'm here with my daughter, Tracy Lewis, and her fabulous adopted mom, Paula.
My name is Paula Marie Lewis. I'm with my daughter, Tracy Lewis, and her bio mother, Lamar Van Dyke.
I'm Tracy Lewis, and I'm the biological daughter of Lamar and the adopted daughter of Paula. Over the years of my life, how did you cope with, did you think about, well, she's 10 now, I hope she's happy, is she safe, does she have a good life? Did those thoughts, what were your hopes and fears for me?
Oh, yeah, when I was still living in San Francisco, whenever I would see anybody walking down the street with a little black girl that was about the age of you, I'd think, wonder if that's her. Mm-hmm. Wonder if that's her. Mm-hmm. And then when you turned 18, I registered my name with an adoption finding agency because I thought, well, you know, I don't really feel like I have the right to go looking for you, but if you're looking for me, I'd like to make myself available for that.
Mm-hmm. How did you feel when, out of the clear blue, I contacted you 21 years ago?
Oh, I had a heart attack. I had a heart attack. I always knew that we would find each other, and I always thought I'd be completely reasonable and sensible about it, that I'd say, oh, how nice to meet you. Here, let me put you on the back of my motorcycle, and we'll go to the ocean, and I'll answer all your questions, and we'll live happily ever after. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. But when you found me, the top of my head blew off, and I started pacing up and down the hallway of my house, holding on to my head, thinking, oh, my God, it's my daughter.
One of the things, Lamar, that I really love about you is you never tried to take over anything. Because, you know, there was that fear, like I said, when she was younger, I thought, my God, if her mother comes along and tries to take her from me, even though legally it couldn't have happened, I had this concern. But you've always sort of stayed on your side of the fence. You didn't come into her life to be her mother.
Yeah.
You didn't come in her life to take over or to redo any of the teachings or any of the upbringing from her. And I've always told everybody, I think that's so admirable.
You were the mother. In my mind, you were the mother. You had done the mother work, and you were the mother, and I had the utmost respect for that. And I was just so happy to be included in your family.
And you are a family. Mm-hmm. But I think that for me, that helped me so much.
Before I met you, the two of you, I had sort of talked myself into the idea that family didn't matter. Mm. Because my family had been harsh with me, and I had left them and gone off to live my queer life. And I had just talked myself into the fact that family didn't matter. Then you showed up, and suddenly family was all around me and in me, and I was elevated to a different level. Mm-hmm. I was connected to something that I had not been connected to.
I think myself that you actually showed up at the perfect time, wouldn't you say, Mom?
Oh,
she got
yes.
to skip all the turmoil.
I wish you had come during the teenage years, however. And maybe that's...
I probably wouldn't have been too good with that.
So you waited, and then, you know, the grandkids, and you showed up right at the perfect time.
Yeah, it's been great. Yeah. It's been great.
Mm-hmm. I'm just divinely blessed and grateful to have you both.